Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat is under attack for failing to begin the reforms he promised 2 weeks ago. Critics say he's done nothing tangible to reduce corruption in the Palestinian Authority or to transfer security powers to his prime minister. NPR's Julie McCarthy reports from Jerusalem.
For all the upheaval in the Middle East conflict the past 2 years, Yasser Arafat's Palestinian Authority still delivers the basic services of government. But irate Palestinian callers to the show Opposite Direction, aired on the Arabic news network Al Jazeera, demonstrate how support for that authority is flagging. This caller, identified as Fayez al-Suwaiti, derides Palestinians who explain away the problems within the Palestinian Authority by blaming the Israeli occupation.
Israel has nothing to do with corruption, which is widespread in the Palestinian Authority. It did not appoint one minister. It did not conceal the corruption. Enough of using the occupation as an excuse for everything.
After 4 years of an uprising or intifada and little to show for it, Palestinians are scrutinizing themselves, their leaders, and their strategies. What is the role of a governing authority, they ask? What's the role of the resistance? And is it possible for them to exist side by side? Al-Quds University's Saeed Zadani says Palestinians have been struggling to find a solution to the contradiction of having both a government and an armed resistance.
I think that's the paradox of the whole intifada. That's the paradox of the whole Palestinian Authority.
Zadani says it's a paradox Arafat has managed for years, but cries of dissatisfaction are growing. Zadani says there are now calls to abolish the Palestinian Authority because it appears increasingly unable to improve the lives of the 3 million Palestinians it is charged to serve. Despite its costs, Zadani says Arafat should embrace the alternative.
And say, okay, we want to reform the Palestinian Authority, we want to democratize, we want the rule of law, but then you have to pay this price on the level of reducing resistance, probably putting an end to it.
As they push for accountability, Palestinians are also demanding new elections. The last ones were 8 years ago. Registration is now underway for municipal elections scheduled to start in December. Arafat says that national elections will soon follow, but has named no date. Riyad Malki, director of the Palestinian Center for Democracy and Community Development, says the Palestinian leadership is in no hurry.
Arafat, when he looks at the situation on the ground, he knows if elections are held today, people won't vote for his candidates, and he might lose the grip of power.
A fed-up Palestinian parliament has suspended itself for a month to protest Arafat's foot-dragging on reforms. Abdel Jawad Saleh, one of the more reform-minded lawmakers, says he is baffled by Arafat's inaction.
Reforms would strengthen him, would dismantle the argument of the Americans and the Israelis that this is a corrupt leadership.
But Professor Zaid Zadani says it would be a mistake to reduce the issue of corruption to Arafat alone.
There is something rotten with the elites in the Arab world, and I think that accounts for the lack of sincerity in combating corruption.
Arafat denies personally enriching himself, and analyst Riyad Malki says the old revolutionary turned politician does not regard the issue of corruption as especially urgent. But moves to curtail his authority over security matters can be expected to produce a fierce counterattack from Arafat.
He knows that if he gives up on the control of the security apparatus and the military, that's the end of his career. For that reason, it's going to be impossible.
Impossible, unless, Malki says, intense pressure from outside and inside the Palestinian community persuades Arafat that he must yield. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Jerusalem.